Hey mamas, welcome to the Manifesting Mother Hustler podcast. Are you tired of feeling like you're stuck in the past? Feeling like you're on the path to nowhere when it comes to manifesting the life you desire? Are you exhausted and feeling burnt out and so over the modern day hustle and grind culture? Hey, I'm Betty. I too was exhausted from the daily hustle and nonstop grind. I always felt like I was chasing, but instead of attracting, I was pushing things away. I wanted to live my life by design and put a stop to all my self-limiting beliefs and learn how to make manifesting easy. But I kept telling myself that I didn't know how, I didn't have the time or the discipline. Until I realized that the secret sauce was to stop chasing and start attracting. In this podcast, you will find easy and simple ways to start manifesting the life you want, to become more magnetic, level up your confidence so you can embrace your authentic self and ignite your God-given powers within. So, are you ready to stop chasing and start attracting? Hey guys, welcome to the show. How many times have you ever just said to yourself or wondered, I am meant to do bigger things. I'm meant to do something bigger in life. I meant to be somebody in life. And if you're raising your hand, girl, yes, you are. Because there's a part of our souls that want to be something bigger. We don't just want to be stuck in a 9-to-5 job, or maybe you do, but most of us, we might not want to get stuck in a 9-to-5 job, or maybe you're in a job that you don't love, or you're doing something that is just not your passion. But maybe you've been scared to reinvent yourself because you're scared of what people might say, what people might think, maybe what your family might think of you, or what your peers at work or colleagues would think of you. And there's nothing wrong with reinventing who you are. For most of us, our spirit wants to feel expanded. It wants to feel like there are no limitations. We want to fully live an authentic life and doing what we love to do. So reinventing yourself is part of the process. If you don't reinvent yourself, then you're always going to stay in the same place, doing the same thing, and you're going to get stuck. And it's also fun to reinvent yourselves, you guys, because you learn parts of yourself that you did not know were there. Like, you learn more about yourself in the journey of reinventing. And just because you've been, let's say, a teacher for like the last 15 years, and now you want to go into, I don't know, coaching women, then do it. You know, there's nothing stopping you except yourself. And I say that because for the most part, we are in our own way most of the time because we care too much about what our friends are going to think, what our family is going to think, what our significant other is going to think, or we do it out of fear. We're scared that we're going to fail, but fail is part of the process. Like, we need to fail in order to grow. We need to learn in order to grow. And I don't really call it failure. Like, to me, there's no such thing as failure. Like, yeah, there's such thing as like lessons that you need to learn, which is completely normal. And that's in almost anything in life. So I'm here to give you 3 tips that you guys can start utilizing in order to start to reinvent yourself if that is what you choose to do. And I will tell you, from someone who is in the reinventing process, it is really fun. It's fun, it's expansive. And like I said, I've learned so much about myself, you guys. Like, I've learned so much more about my desires, what I want to be, who I want to be in life. It's beautiful. And it's a beautiful process. So the first step that I have for you guys when it comes to reinventing yourself is asking the question, who do you want to be and why? So maybe get a journal or type it out on your phone. Who do I want to be and why? So the first things first is that we need to know where we want to go. Let's just put it that way. We need to know where we want to go in life. We need to also know why we want to be there. Because if there's no why, there's not really going to be much motivation there. And it's just going to be another wishful thinking idea in the back of your head. So it's really important for you to decide, who do I want to be and why? The next one is, what's stopping you from becoming that person? So really get real with yourself. Dig deep so you can find out what is really stopping you from becoming the person that you want to be, from doing what you want to do. So be raw with it. There's no right or wrong answers. Even if fear comes up, that's okay. Fear comes up whenever you're going into something new. So take time to think about this one, because this one can bring up a lot of emotions. And when emotions come out, that's okay, because it's, you know, you're bringing it up to the surface, you're bringing it out to the light. And if anything, this is going to clear up a lot of the reasons of why you haven't taken the leap, why you haven't made that big step, why you haven't taken that big step. And number three, so this one, if you guys do have the time right now after you listen to this podcast, or maybe later before you go to bed, and this is an exercise that we did, well, it's similar to an exercise that we did when I went to the Tony Robbins event, is closing your eyes, putting some meditation music on, and take 10 inhales and exhales and just relax for a minute. And then I want you to imagine that you are 90 years old. So now you are old, right? Not old, but like you're old. You're 90. And I want you to imagine what would be like if you were to look back at your life, what would you have changed? Like if you had so many options, like if you could have chosen anything in life, if money wasn't an issue, if like nobody cared at all what you're doing, what would you be doing in life? So now you're imagining you're 90 years old, you're laying on a bed, and you're thinking like, what could I have done that I did not get a chance to do? Maybe it was opening up that business you wanted. Maybe it was starting an organization that you wanted. Maybe it was, I don't know, so many things I can't even think of. Like there's so many things I can't even think of, like more than two. But there's so many things that I think we desire and we don't act on it because of fear. So the reason I like this exercise is because it really put into perspective how time can fly by so fast and how sometimes we underestimate like what we can do in a year, because you can do a lot in a year, but we underestimate ourselves. We don't believe enough in ourselves to realize how many things we can do in 1 year. Because a year, when you think about it, it's kind of long, even though it feels short, but it is kind of long. And we underestimate our ability to quantum leap, to create these big, massive shifts in our lives. So try to do this exercise, and I'm curious to see what comes up when you guys do it. And write it down. Really write it down, because this will help you feel more in tune with your spirit, with your mind, with your body, with everything, like all of you. So definitely try this out. And I know I gave you three tips, but the next tip in reinventing yourself is stop caring what other people think. Like people are going to judge you no matter what, even if you do that business, if you don't do the business, like either way, you get judged by people. So here's the thing about negative Nancys, you guys, is that most negative Nancys are too scared to make a move. So when you make a big move, they're like intimidated by you. They feel triggered because they themselves are stuck in fear. But I am here to tell you that whatever move you take, as long as it's in the path that you're wanting to go, it's going to work out. Don't even worry about the rest. It's just going to work out. And when you take this massive step, you want to do it in full faith. You want to be making this step or taking this step and fully trusting yourself in the process, trusting yourself, trusting God, the universe, your angel team, your spirit guides, that they're always going to be there to back you up. They're not going to let you fall. So I really want you guys to think about that. Because I do think that each one of you has so much potential. And I believe that, because I believe that we as women need to be more fearless and stop caring so much about what the world thinks of us. And I also believe there needs to be more women entrepreneurs and women that are millionaires, women that are making money, women that are ready to make the world a better place, and women that inspire each other. Because you guys, like, how amazing would a world be where women are just helping each other out, helping each other to grow and to learn. So with that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I would love to hear about your journey and what you are wanting to do with your life, how you are looking to reinvent yourself for this year, for 2024. It's March and it's not too late to start. It's never too late to start to reinvent yourself. So keep me posted. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, will you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may also want to learn the secret sauce to manifesting? Also, please leave me a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you in one way or another. Okay, time to go. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode. Bye.